systems engineering cloak, cloaking device.
Cloaking device.
To see if you can think of anything.
Okay.
Guys?
Next one, cloak.
Huh?
Probably system engineering.
Well, probably not.
It's simpler systems.
So it might be cloaking, figuring out what things that cloak cloaks and what things cloak doesn't.
Well, you think it's something theoretical. I think it's more something like space science. Space science plus space field, anyway. That sounds cool.
Alright, everybody give it a try.
What are we doing?
Space science,
space field dynamics.
Oh, field.
Intellect.
Logic. Space science, I don't have that at all.
No.
I do.
Still logic, you can add innovative if you have it.
Roll a six.
Seven.
Intellect, what? Logic?
Nope. So if you could add innovative, then you have
a... I got a four.
I got a six. Wow. Yeah, does a seven make a big difference?
Yeah, a little bit. But
there
we go. You could. You could try to set up some sort of screen that if it goes through, you'll detect it. Really requires more starship, but you might be able to do the shuttle. It wouldn't be a very big screen.
Well, we got a pretty good idea what the path is, right?
Yeah, see what it's in a straight line, yeah, you got a pretty good idea what's going to
go. Okay, let's do that then.
We'll give it a shot. Alright, so now
this is the way that they don't turn from their path because they're sitting there.
Well,
they're not.
And they're not going to see it because
they're coming in at high speed.
And will I be able to blast them when they go through it?
You could get a lock on that location array, the mantis sees a distortion fire.
We could also program into the basically into computers basically a trajectory from where they were to where ever on the screen it goes
based on
the speed exactly where to shoot.
Well, you could try that. That would be computer programming.
I can do that.
Okay.
I have simulation modeling. You mean computer?
Yeah, I have computer modeling.
Computer simulation modeling. Yeah, I got computer modeling 3.
No, programming 3.
You're better than me.
I got programming 3 as well.
I have computer modeling.
All right, I got modeling 3 too.
Yeah, I have modeling 3 also.
I'm modeling 2.
You it is.
You're modeling? What's the question you?
So, set up a computer program to...
Yeah.
Logic?
So, what do we have to roll to set up the screen, and what do we have to roll to set up the weapon? Ten for the screen, seven for the weapon.
Now,
what are we rolling? What skill is the screen?
Systems engineering.
Seven.
Sensor.
Don't you have two wild die?
Not for computer. It's not engineering.
To make this seven air?
I got seven.
Okay, so we got the weapons, but we need a 10. System engineering.
To do what?
To set up the screen.
Okay.
System engineering.
Yeah, that's engineering.
System engineering sensor.
Who can roll that?
Everybody, I guess.
Whoever's doing it.
Eric,
if you all do it, it gets harder.
Dave and I both have a two-thirds chance, or a one-third chance.
Yeah, let's both do it.
So minus one.
I didn't get the
play number.
Nope.
I got one thing for going on the right die. So, 9.
What do we need?
10. 10.
Is that
the
two of us?
I don't know. The two of you,
I can't get there. Can you get there?
Yeah.
Good deal.
Blow it off.
Okay.
Is this where I should get there?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll get there.
Okay, we'll set up our ambush.
Wow, they're ambushing them.
Wow.
Is there any use of tactical and tactical genius and all that kind of crap to figure out,
where we should target all this shit exactly?
I've got an excellent metabolism. Can that help? Sorry.
Yeah, in fact, we'll see. Well, not in this case. But in case I forget, tactical genius should give you an extra die to initiative. Let's roll that. And instead of your reaction, so reaction just adds dice, and instead add planetary tactics, small unit to the result. That's initiative.
Oh, just for initiative in general?
Yeah, just that should be initiative in general in combat. No, I remember.
Tell me what that means, or tell me that again, I'll write it down.
So number of dice would equal coordination plus reaction. And you can add all that for tactical genius.
Coordination plus reaction. Plus wild die, extra wild die,
mm-hmm.
Plus small unit,
and then add small unit to the result.
That was planetary tactic, small units.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I'm good at initiative. Now. Before I wasn't. Before I made no difference.
Okay.
So what's your...
So they throw you back in jail.
No way.
No, the light list.
Light list.
So,
oh, shoot.
There's just less in the corridor.
Well, we can see if they're still putting electricity through that.
So what's in the room?
It's an empty room.
Empty, huh? Not even like benches and stuff?
Yeah, there's a couple, you know, sort of bench.
No
things
toilet?
With pillows.
They won't can use the...
What are you going to do back in the circuit?
Point.
Well, then what? Hold on. What's that episode?
I'd like to break up the lighting again first to see if they're actually still running electricity.
No, they showed
the toilet.
Yeah.
It's quite possible we can get to the part of the circuit where
there's
no
electricity. And there's always a bathroom in the little hotel. Yes.
So, depending on where the circuit is, the air may not be
there. Okay, there's a bathroom.
Sure, okay, let's try it. We'll try to bring to the unlit light.
Yeah, see if there's any electricity.
Maybe they just turned the light off. They didn't. Turn off the circuit breaker.
That's true.
They again shorted out the speaker from the circuit.
I mean, so this is a two-yard
glass looks like a rock in the system. We get shot.
God damn it.
We hate that song.
You play that song one more time, we kill you.
This time we only lop off a finger.
But I hate this because every time I hear that song, I have to sing the entire rest of it.
Okay, so you. So there is power still going through the circuit.
Woohoo! Their heads explode after this
time.
We want to do the same thing. Start up the.
It doesn't make it easier.
It should be easier since we know what to do.
So this time we got to plan out a little bit better.
Okay, I think when it goes down, we run.
I don't know, maybe with one of us run, and then the other one of us shoot.
If your room happens to drop a gun, grab it.
Well, Luke can actually read what you went into and couldn't tell a damn thing about last time.
That's true, but we could. I mean, randomly, he could go slower than me again this time.
If I will, yeah. Like last time, yeah. Okay, let's try it again.
So we'll do one more time. Okay, we want to show it off the fourth
roll.
What roll? They're going to upset our plan.
System engineering and then...
and then security.
So one level easier. So make a 4 to 7. Now.
Okay.
So
we're that second one. Sorry.
And we'll keep an eye on the sensors to...
Right, didn't I have it at 7 to 10, or did I have it at 7 to
10? I think it was vice versa, because we got a 9 on the second one.
Yeah.
Because then you made a lot of noise when you went up. 10, 7, 5, 7, and 4? No, it's 4 and 7.
Not
7 so 4 for the electricity, 7 for the door. So 7 for the security one.
It was vice versa the last time.
Yeah, well, that's...
Okay.
Because I didn't make it. Okay. That's why
I
said
that. I got it. Okay.
1-7.
System engineering. This was logic, as I recall. They were both logic. You got minus one. Somehow.
So we fired with that.
And your second escape in as many
managers. Okay, that's good. Okay.
This one's really hard.
So 7, so we need an 8. I have no security. You have?
I have 1.
So we have a 1 in 3 chance.
Wait, I might be able to make it if you don't help. 7?
Yeah,
I may be able to make it without blowing up if you don't help.
Okay,
I think the probability is much greater because you have 5 guys.
6.
So it improves your expected value from 0.3 to 1.
And I have 2 points of courage.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh.
And it won't do the courage to get out.
Yes, I make it anyway.
Run!
Did it make a weird noise this time?
No. It was pretty sad this time.
Oh, now we don't have to run.
So let's just walk quietly and casually until they see us, and then run.
Okay.
If we can get off next to them, I grab a face.
That's good.
Well, if there's only one guard, then
we'll
walk casual.
How many guards were there when
we... How many guards?
I think 2.
No, we can't.
Oh, we can't.
No, definitely not.
You only have to take 1 and there should be
a... Oh, we can't take 2 guards.
You get Shannon Council only like a third of a person. Or a third of a thing.
Let's try and sneak up, and if we can get next to him, we can grab a phaser. And then we might be able to take a
phaser.
No, but...
What is there sneak skill?
Well, just not getting better.
What's that?
No matter how much you guys, you know, layer onto the planet, it isn't gonna be better anymore, you know. Any more complicated than just as soon as you see him run.
Okay. So we're gonna sneak, and if we can get to him, grab a phaser and shoot him.
If not, then run.
Shoot the guy who still has a phaser.
Not
the
way
the other one. Okay, as soon as they say what's that or anything like that?
Turn on the lights in the cell and when they come to investigate, jump in.
So, first time they say, did you hear a noise or anything like that? Go. Don't wait.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay,
make stealth hold them.
Let's go. So.
It's coordination. Plus dexterity.
Okay.
Okay.
We can both roll 12, don't we?
Yes,
no, okay. Actually, I can only roll 11. Seven.
Three.
Stupid chaos. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a 5. That was my wild guy.
Okay.
So I got 5 and he got 2.
So you're getting, you know, pretty close to where the guard was.
What's that noise?
Well, I won't understand. And you're saying, like, oh.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask, what the hell is that?
We might have an advantage this time.
Ooh, I'm stuck to the cell, so you're gonna get shot.
I know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna say hi.
How are you doing?
I'm going back.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Our role's got to be easier now that they're surprised this time.
What do you mean surprised this time? You already tried to make an escape.
But we're most of the way up the corridor by the time they hear us.
That's something against the penalties.
So, think so? So, 10x, 1?
Yeah, 10 would be good.
Okay. Well, I don't understand this. They keep getting out of our fucking cornfield. We're getting good stuck in our broom closet this time. Which might be easier to break out of.
Yes. Actually harder.
Okay.
No electrical stuff in there.
Well, yeah, but no force field either.
10, huh?
Athletics.
Nice. Well, this is better than last time. I got 6.
Can I make my second roll before I decide whether to shoot or anything?
Okay.
Shannon might make it.
So dodge.
Well, yeah, I have a 1 in 18 chance of rolling well enough on this next one.
Mm.
Need a 6 and a 5 or a 6.
You know, if they destroy the warp core and there's no...
Oh, no, I don't even need to roll. I forgot to add my athletics. So
he's
going to
get so court-martialed, isn't he?
Maybe.
Why? If we destroy the warp core and what?
You destroy the warp core, the Klingon ship incinerates, so it would.
I don't think we'd get court-martialed.
I think so.
Oh, yeah? Maybe. Okay, I actually got an 11 on my athletics.
Oh, yeah, that could be. Why would he be court-martialed? Because they got captured by Klingons. Because
they don't even know about his drinking problem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I dodged. I got a 12. my dodge.
I got a 11 on my athletics and a 4 on my dodge.
6 and 12.
6, 9, 12, dodge.
Ooh, you did slightly better than me.
12.
11 and 4.
11 and 4. Well, okay, you got 2 engineers and then you got shot. Couldn't dodge. It's a 12.
We just kind of meanders around and
makes it halfway, but.
So you, once again,
getting shot doesn't mean you go down.
I got shot in the
chest.
Oh. The 7th time I got shot, I went down.
That's true. I may not have gone down that last time.
Yeah, you're
I better say they both shot you while I got away.
Oh, maybe. I have toughness.
So
what?
So you wander into the communication room.
Climb into the ducts! Climb into the ducts!
Okay. So I try to,
communication room.
I try to tell these guys.
Hello.
Are you there?
The directional signal out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Help.
Just overload the circuits and you'll take on the whole ship.
That's right, you can do that from anywhere on a starship.
Really?
Yeah, haven't you watched Star Trek?
Okay.
Those are better relationships.
Maybe Klingon ships are not wearing it.
I said contact them first.
Okay.
Oh, well, basically, just you know how we can drain power to help systems? You can drain the warp power to help communications.
I've got a question, Jim. Are you saying that one kind of ship design is better or worse than another kind of ship design?
What?
That's a value judgment. In the Federation, we don't make
value
judgments.
We
make better, we say
different. Shittily, I believe I said.
Anyway, so,
not shittily.
Seems like, going on saying, self with something on the people.
Well, we're being captured by the Klingons.
Well, that's not bad, huh? Then they burst into the room and start shooting. Do you have anything else to say? You dodged like the first couple shots.
Yeah.
They disintegrated, Jim! Kill them all!
I don't know where we're at. I know we're on a ship.
We're on a ship!
On a ship!
Okay, can we
just say you're on a small ship.
Huh?
You're on a small ship.
Oh, we know that?
Yeah.
We're on a small Klingon ship.
Okay. You know the guy who we get another you. Bearing on the ship from that?
Really? Yeah, you know the fucking name of the guy who captured you.
That's true.
We were captured by Glock, and we're currently being held on a small Klingon ship.
No, that's true.
On the planet Blah, or, we were captured on the planet Blah by Glock.
And they discovered a Klingon teaching machine and some
blah, blah, blah.
We discovered a flaw within the kitchen set.
Modify our detention.
Remove light from all the tentacles. Use no wall panels.
So it looks like they moved off.
Okay.
A bit. So that's where you picked up.
Okay. Well, we'll try to rearrange our setup then.
That saved your court.
How far out are they?
Yeah, you gotta fix that. So now what?
Maybe we'll make fun of this. Before I got shot down like a pig.
We missed them?
I got to use the communications.
Fuck.
What happened?
They went around us.
They did?
Uh-huh. Start chasing them again.
Well, oh well.
We'll run this machine yet. This garbage cow yet.
I guess we should just head to the... Well, we were ahead of them at warp 8, so I guess we should just head to the planet and wait for them to show up.
Well, how fast did they have to go between their last position and now?
The first time...
So how fast...
They were going in a straight line. You could have seen them going in a straight line. They were going at warp 6.
Okay.
This next time, you don't know how far they went.
Sure.
Side and stuff. So, less than 9.
Okay. Are they still generally heading toward that same planet?
From the second thing, you can't tell. Because it's only a planet.
Right. Well, let's assume they are.
Instead of falling down, it's falling to
the
fatal fire.
We can.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely the flaw in our previous plan.
We ruined that dice.
I was in engineering. I could see the warp core. There was the whole issue of not having a weapon and then shooting it.
Guy in the guy in tray, wait and shoot that.
Because it's really hard to find.
Okay.
Well, we might as well send something to Starfleet saying what we're doing.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff.
Still chasing Klingon?
No, he just said...
He doesn't believe us.
Fuck him.
But, I mean, we could send it to more people than just that. But, I mean, we're... You
told Admiral Guthar that... To what?
Okay.
I told him I'd show up for court-martial as soon as we were done chasing the imaginary Klingon.
Wow, that was pretty mouthy.
Yeah.
I mean,
lieutenant?
Update the information back to Starfleet that we just got a cut-off communication from the captain.
Send him a copy of the message we got from Gonar.
Right. And you can put in the annotation that Gnak is the Klingon who was at blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. We'll CC the original Starbase commander who sent us on this thing.
Yeah, they're recurring villains.
Then we'll head over to the planet. Can we manage? What were you at? Before?
Eight. That's when it stops.
They know we're going for engineering.
Right.
Time,
well, we'll,
so
we'll hit eight and then the see if you guys can eke anything else out of it.
Okay. We can go and try again.
Anything else?
Okay.
Anything. No problem.
Sure,
is there anything we can forfeit to eat better?
So I went through communication that I had to contact these guys.
The last time we dropped life support.
So this is where we get to, we'll try to do something.
We probably don't need sensors.
Hopefully they'll take their smoke.
No, not if we're just
considering that they're cloaked. In fact, I pick breathing over sensors.
I don't. And either way. Ditch a boat as far as I'm concerned, Wayne.
Well, we can also ditch what?
We don't need weapons.
Exactly. Ditch weapons, sensors, and life support.
Wait, where are
you? Well, you can only do, like, one, two, or then everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. That's how it works, Kev.
What?
One
moving spare
everything?
Power around?
What about it?
1 point, 2 points, or
pretty much everything.
What about it? He says accusingly.
Can you move 3 points of energy over and get plus three, or once you go past 2 points of power, do you have to just do everything to get more bonus?
Yeah, I think it was one over everything.
Yeah, I thought it was diminishing recurrence.
Yeah.
So I'll give you 2 points.
Okay.
Are you giving him 2 points for?
The two rolls to try and hold
the
ship together.
To try to hold the ship together.
Okay, so warp engines and then structural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing. We're going to be
dry dock forever.
Yes.
Yeah, we're finally getting more leaves that we need.
All right.
Hey, there you go.
12, 15, 17.
This is the one we always make. Now we need to make the one we always fail. Nope. Not me.
Suck it, you know.
He can design a shuttle, but he can't make the ship go any faster.
Can't he design a shuttle? I put the other one in that. You fired up about that. What do I need to roll?
Where do you go?
You need a six for the wild eye.
What do I need to roll?
That's a higher start.
With the bonus?
With the bonus, 12.
Yeah.
So we really need to roll 14?
Yeah.
Good
well,
Lord.
13 and then plus 1 because of 2 of these. And then minus 2.
Oh, good point.
Well.
Okay. So I need to roll a 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fix this. I'm just trying to get close.
No, that's suckish too.
Somewhere.
Yeah, even I rolled better than that.
So
my 6.
Plus the chief engineer was there.
You guys.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that myself.
So we're there. 8
clear up again.
We max out at warp 8 again?
Yep.
Yep. All right. So she's giving us all she got, Captain.
So like a day later, well, actually, yeah, about a day.
If anybody has anything sticky, they could smear the
inside
of the
message.
Okay.
go.
Going out to all available starships.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're chasing us?
Yeah, Lieutenant Crystal, that's a pretty place on our run.
Okay.
The discovery is to be detained.
Hey, everyone, how do you view things?
Well, who's first officer or whatever?
He's at convention.
Well,
no.
I mean, man,
you have a.
I'm only a commander, right?
The second command is also off.
Well, she has a second in command.
Oh, right.
There may be 17th in command, but she's 16th, so there's the 17th, right?
Well, that would be whoever's next highest ranking.
Okay.
Who's next highest ranking?
Like Shannon. Who's junior officer?
All right, so you should
Ensign.
Who has law rules? Yeah. I've lost Starfleet regulations. Should we put Shannon in charge now?
He's not here.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody is fucking next. I don't care who it is.
Does
that a lot of us in charge now?
And then continue to pretend that all the higher ranking people
are on the planet. We can all live and bring them in. If you're going to keep going, there's no point in doing that.
Well, what we do is we say, okay, we put her in the brig, we're continuing. Come on, put me in the brig next.
They apparently think you farged that message that was forwarded on from Wu.
Well, sure.
And
let's see. After Donald, I believe Wu's not.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Wu's not there.
Wu's not there.
The available choices are me, Eric,
Chris.
I think that's Chris.
Okay, well, they're coming.
Pickering's after Wu.
Okay, well, I'll tell you guys. They put out an ATV on me.
Yeah, that's fine.
You guys want to keep going?
I'll
turn myself in.
I want to roll my Starfleet regulations.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I want to ignore anything I know about Starfleet regulations and go with common sense.
I want to know
about that.
I want to know how I can manipulate Starfleet regulations where I keep chasing the Klingons and then I kill them. I mean, what way can that be achieved?
Who received the order for me to be arrested?
Your ship.
So
my ship. Your communications officer got it and said, ooh, perhaps you want to read this.
Okay.
Then wait.
You can just pretend that you didn't know.
What? No, clearly I know. See, there are cameras.
No.
But aside from
let's put it this way. Based on, like, his previous post about, like, you know, us boozing it up on the planet when we were chasing the Klingons, you know, guy's either a spy or an idiot. Either way, I ignore everything he says.
According to Starfleet regulations, let's see.
So you want...
Can I either...
You want to stay in command?
Yeah.
You want to stay in...
I don't care whether I'm in command.
Okay.
I want to keep chasing the Klingons and kill them.
Okay, sure.
To figure out a way that Starfleet regulation would allow this, either saying that the admiral's incompetent, relieving Donald of duty, anything, just anyway.
Yeah, or, you know, relieve him of duty, then I take over duty, then I type beam back to the one who's not a moron. You know, do anything which delays for 7 days. You know, anything like that.
Okay,
I
got a backup plan if you can't think of anything.
Starfleet.
I always got a backup plan.
Well, we can do
Google Earth.
You should.
I want to
hear.
Radiation leak.
If there's extra Federation ships heading this way, then we should broadcast to them and let them know to look for the Klingons.
Yeah, so that's where we get the Federation Klingon.
You're Derek's backup plan. I'm sorry, sorry. Can't do it. There's a lot of stuff.
You don't like what?
Logic.
It's better than that.
Okay.
What do you want to do, Chris?
I want to know. I rolled an 9. Oh, logic? Oh, I can't roll a 9.
Well, what do you want to do before you roll?
I want to know
how
we can continue to pursue legally. Yet still screw Donald and make sure he's no longer in charge of me.
Okay.
I'm gonna rescue you.
So I got a 5.
But counselors aren't real doctors, god damn it.
Ooh, clear.
I hear that openness going pop.
I got a 5.
Okay. Unfortunately, you're going to come up with a plan that involves screwing Donald, because Chris got an 8.
Maybe.
Chris was even on the bridge to be part of this anymore, because he's down in medical.
I actually want to get... Oh, I mean, when I come up with this plan, since it is my career, I will throw it by the legal officer. Excuse me, what happened if I do this and this and this?
Do we have the message, exact message, that they sent?
Yeah. We must.
So... Yeah, I don't...
You know, well, like, what exactly did he say?
Okay, you guys.
Such
foolish tricks I would not have expected even from you. I know you and the crew have been taking shore leave on Axanar. I suppose that is understandable, but I've had it with your ridiculous stories. First, you say there's a child on the planet who speaks Klingon. Now you're expecting to believe there's a Klingon ship in deep in Federation space? Now really, how stupid do you think I am? I know your fondness for liquor. I can only assume your reluctance to obey instructions with increasingly outrageous excuses is due to chronic and uncontrollable intoxication. Therefore, listen carefully because this is a direct order that you are going to obey exactly. I order you and all shore parties and everyone else you've sent to the surface in your wild schemes to get back aboard the ship. Once your crew is returned, they are to be sobered up and prepared for a Class 1 inspection. As soon as these conditions are met, you will immediately set course for Starbase 14 at highest speed possible. You have no leeway. There is no room for personal discretion. Carry out your orders, or I will have you court-martialed.
Mm-hmm. What did you say about the man?
Did I hear that he argued you to get all your people back onto the ship?
Yep. Trying to do that.
Attempting to carry out now.
Okay, that's right to me.
So, so where do we have weasel root? And I don't... I think not only that, but they'll allow me to kill the Klingon.
We have to get all the people back on the ship.
Well... Saul hasn't showed you the other message, and then that message apparently says you have to get those people back.
Which other message?
This message here, and then the other message said, where you're supposed to be placed under arrest.
Shoot to kill?
Oh, you didn't give me that one.
Yeah, I don't have a phone number.
That one?
Yeah, I don't have that one.
So do I hear
Did you tell him?
I don't have any idea what Zoro's on duty.
So there's.
I assume the communication officer should tell me, right? I mean, you shouldn't tell the guy who's in charge that he has to be. The communication person should call me over.
Depends. Make a command alone.
If your communication officer's a dope.
Hey.
Oh, he likes you. Yeah.
You know, we probably get. Punished for that.
Excellent. This takes me out of the problem. Because I'm both security and management.
None of us know, so we don't care. Yeah, feel free to take away openness from
that. For what?
For my doing nothing.
That's called initiative.
Bad thoughts about the council.
He's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
That's because you don't succeed doesn't mean you're not having initiative.
Yes, we've had a lot of initiative in the Klingon ship.
So this time, no knife and no the circuit.
Right.
I'm sure if you can put these wires down.
If I stick my arm in really far, maybe I can get a live wire.
Yeah, it's like a potato and a copper fork. It takes a small amount of liquid.
Okay, so
wire around wooing thin and fast.
I think we're kind of down to the fall down.
I mean, you can always choose to say
that was not how fight with each other.
That was the general broadcast.
Right.
So you could choose to ignore it, follow previous order.
Well, the thing is, one thing I like to overpower.
Yeah.
Or else it wasn't expected after our last two escape attempts.
Overpower.
Yeah.
So
it sends you off.
If I don't relay the order to them, they don't get in trouble for not following it because they never got it.
The communication
officer will get shafted.
Yes.
And
if you throw the communication officer in the brig.
No, everyone
not. Security officer, shoot the communication. Now your legacy is safe, my friend.
Except no further communication.
Well, that stuff is already in trouble for relaying that straight to Cooch.
That's true.
Which you absolutely shouldn't have done.
Why?
It was to arrest you!
You tell either the second in command or the security officer to arrest you. I don't know what regulations say, but it has to be one of those two. It can't be either the Galloway or...
I gave you guys the last message. I'll give you guys this message.
Okay, so what exactly does it say?
It says that to all available ships, I'm to be arrested and returned to Starbase 14 for court-martial.
Wait a minute, that's what the message says?
That's what the message says.
All right, we can arrest him.
Pursue and detain... the discovery using any force required to comply with these instructions.
I am the only available ship.
I am assumed to be an effective command of the ship and to be considered mentally unstable and extremely dangerous. If necessary, destroy the Discovery, but get me back.
Okay, so let's...
So
can you just order, like, hundreds of minutes of people to be killed?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's,
So it's up to you guys.
Well, what we do is we tell Fedback saying that we've removed Donald from command and that you're now in command and we're pursuing Klingons. He'll love that. So hold it.
Who's the head captain?
Okay, I think I have to put you in the brig now.
No, we don't leave him in the brig. We just say he's not in command.
You probably think
Wait, what does it say? Under arrest or removed from command?
It says that I am to be placed under arrest and returned to Starbase 14.
Okay, well, when we get done with the plans.
Well, so you can't really do...
Well, you're under arrest. Either.
It also says you're at the right?
Yeah, I'm also mentally unstable and extremely dangerous.
That's okay.
Well, let's start documenting that you're not insane. Start taking the
test. That's not my job. You you step away from that console.
So, I don't know, it's up to you guys.
You're arrested, but you can still sit in that chair.
Maybe with full guard. Two security people. I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm under arrest. I won't leave the bridge. Let's keep going.
You're under bridge arrest.
If he cracks anything wise, crack him with the butt of your gun. Oh, sure.
So are you
going to
take the command?
Yeah, I guess.
Command seat?
No.
Cushy seat?
No, that'd be rude. Sure. Oh. She's in there.
Simple.
But the Florida guy.
I'm supposed to take freaking command.
Yeah, you can do that from your seat.
She goes to another station.
Yeah, the chair is nicer.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, true.
Plenty higher, too.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
you know,
in the holiday, you can have as many
cool
chairs.
All right, so did Fyatt get me anything about how I can continue to do XYZ?
Yeah, you can arrest Donald, keep going.
Okay, Donald's trying to arrest him.
He's trying to arrest the crew members, and obviously that's...